Almaty, Kazakhstan, and Beijing, China will present their respective bidding projects today. This is the last chance for each bid to win endorsement from IOC members in the run-up to the final vote on July 31st. Out of the 101 members entitled to vote in July's ballot, around 85 will be present in the Olympic Museum to watch the two presentations and ask questions. IOC President Thomas Bach says he's looking forward to the presentations.
I've seen the Evaluation Commission report. I'm really looking forward to the presentations tomorrow, because this will give us the opportunity to know more how the candidates want to position their candidature, their project, how they want to address the Olympic Agenda 2020.
The evaluation report was released last week, highlighting the opportunities and challenges associated with hosting the Winter Olympics in 2022 in both candidate cities. It confirms Beijing has the key elements in place to stage a highly successful Winter Games. At Tuesday's presentation, Beijing will once again try to impress IOC membership with its central bidding theme, which focuses on delivering an athlete-centered, sustainable, and economical games. Wan Hui with the Beijing 2022 Bid Committee says they are fully prepared for the presentation.
We will respond to each of the 14 subjects raised in the IOC Evaluation Commission report. There will be detailed and thorough analysis and responses regarding our strengths and weaknesses, and of course our concrete solutions.
The Chinese capital is capitalizing on its Olympic legacy from the 2008 Summer Games and its rich experience of hosting international events. It's also expected to highlight a regional concept intended to develop a winter sports market for over 300 million people in China. That goal is encouraging news for many winter sports lovers, as well as professionals like the head coach of the Chinese speed skating team, Li Yan.
It will have a great impact on many people, as many of my family members and friends have taken up skiing. You know, there are a lot of skiing venues around Beijing. Ice hockey is also becoming more popular. There are now more than 100 ice hockey teams in Beijing. Winter sports are becoming a part of our lives. If we win the bid, it will be a huge boost for winter sports in China.
Beijing and the neighboring city of Zhangjiakou in Hebei province will be used to host different events, and half of the 12 projected venues already exist. The host city for the 2022 Olympic Winter Games will be selected at the 128th IOC session in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on July 31st. For CRI, I'm Qi Zhi.